Why are we talking bees? Well, we're about to tell you as we have our weekly visit with folks from the Top Gun Entrepreneur Program. Emma Wilson is with us in studio. Welcome back, Emma.
Thanks. It's great to be back.
Nice to have you here with us. And can you introduce us to our guest who will talk with us about the importance of bees?
Yes, this is Professor Nuri Amanatola. I think I got that correct.
Well done.
Almost.
Close.
Almost.
Very close.
And he's going to talk about his company, Healthy Hives, and how their technology is solving an important issue for bees and why bees are important to our world. Because I didn't even realize their importance until I heard him talk during one of his presentations one day.
Well, let's start with that. Can you explain why bees are so important to the world?
Sure. In relatable terms, every three bite an average American takes is either directly or indirectly pollinated by bees. That is, we either eat something that was pollinated by a bee or we eat something that ate something that was pollinated by a bee.
And we've seen a lot of stories in the news in the last couple of years that the bee population is in jeopardy in parts of the world.
Yes, it's a global problem. There are a number of issues. One of them is a parasite that's called the varroa mite. Another one has to do with essentially the changing weather patterns throughout the globe. Over here in Maine, for example, we don't quite get as much nectar flow during the summer because of the drier seasons we've had the last three summers.
So your company is called Healthy Hives. So what led you to get involved with this?
So my partner, Herbert Ullman, actually has hives, and he is a radar expert. And prior to this project, we were working on tracking wood frogs in a forest canopy type area. And after that project was finished, we looked around at our hardware and we said, well, could we do something with bees with this? And we did, sure enough, discover that we could figure out what was going on in a beehive, their activity levels, essentially, how busy they are. And the better, the healthier the hive, the stronger, the more flights they make, and so on. And we've been working with a biology professor, Francis Drummond, over at UMaine, essentially to go through, use this technology, work with several students to look at, did this really actually give us any information about the health of the hives, and which we determined we did.
So what's the process used for this technology to gather the information?
Essentially, we're using a speed radar. So we're using a Doppler radar to measure the activity, the flight activity coming in and out of the hive. And the more bees there are, the larger the signal, and we track this the flight pattern with the time of day as well as the weather conditions. And what we're looking for is any deviation from the past behavior of the hive. Is it related to the hive activity in the same apiary? So the more hives you have, the more information you have, as well as the weather conditions. So on a bright sunny day, you should see a lot of activity. On a rainy day, you shouldn't see any activity. And if we're not seeing any activity in a bright, sunny day, then there's a problem.
How much is climate change affecting the life of bees?
Probably quite significantly. I'll leave that to a bee expert like Frank Drummond, but we know definitely that a lot of their, one of the problems that we're having here in Maine, the bee mortality over the winter, is they didn't get to store enough food during the summer because, as I said, the summers have been drier, which means that there's not enough nectar for them to collect enough food.
Very interesting. Healthy Hives is the name of the company. What have you been doing with the folks from Top Gun?
Well, with the Top Gun program, we've been looking at a number of different issues from essentially building networking to, I mostly talk about computer networking, but of course, social networking with people of, and things like building up our brand, marketing ideas, customer discovery, how to identify our different market segments. We also did some of these exercises as part of the MIRTA program that the University of Maine had, a commercialization accelerator program last spring. So Top Gun is rather nicely building upon this program to help us get to a point where we can take our idea that's a technological gizmo and make it into a product that people can buy.
And are you looking to market this eventually toward larger companies, individual beekeepers? What is the market?
What we would like to do is actually both. So what we'd like to do is have a product that we could sell to hobbyists and small-scale beekeepers and possibly a service for larger commercial beekeepers who might bring their hives for a month to Maine for their pollination services.
And is it possible that this technology could also transfer to help in other ways beyond the bee population?
Well, the basic technology that's dependent upon radar could be used for some other purposes. In our particular case, we're really focused on the beekeeping aspects.
And if people would like more information on Healthy Hives, what's the best way for them to get in touch?
Well, at the moment, I guess you could contact me at my email is nuri.emanetol. That's nuri.emanetogl@maine.edu. And we're going to have a website coming on soon.
Well, that sounds great. Wonderful. Emma, anything you'd like to add?
I would like to add one thing, not about Nuri's company, but I think I mentioned it on one of our last episodes. Next week, next Tuesday, is the Big Gig finale. And
yes,
a couple of the people that have been on here already are pitching for a shot at $5,000. So we'll award a $5,000 prize next Tuesday. And if anyone wants to come, it's free and open to the public. There's a cash bar and free appetizers. And it's from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Bangor Arts Exchange. Just please RSVP. It's on Eventbrite. Just put in Big Gig finale.
Fantastic. Wonderful. Emma, thank you so much. Nuri, thank you for coming in. We wish you much success.
Thank you very
thank
much.
You.
Every week, we talk with Top Gun entrepreneurs here on the program.